another episode of Radio Yesterday, brought to you by ChuckChat.com.
Another 5-minute mystery. To one another. Your identity known only to yourselves. You will remain within your secret selves till midnight, when you shall unmask and reveal your true selves. But for 3 hours, the mystery of the unknown is yours. I see all manner of people tonight. There is Misto the magician, a gypsy, a peasant, a statesman, a clown such as myself. And there is Cinderella, who at midnight will find that dreams must end. But till midnight, give yourselves to the music, the wine, and the dancing.
And there you have it. The magic of a sorcerer who jumped from apprentice to master in 10 easy lessons.
Oh, show us another, Mr. O.
Oh, I do not have the time. It is nearly midnight.
Can magicians stop time?
Not in the society I belong to.
Just one more, Mr. O. We've hardly seen you all night.
I've been walking the air searching for my inspiration.
Mr. O, come here quickly.
Forgive me, good people. The master of the rebels calls. What is it?
I was just walking in the garden, getting some air, and guess what I found?
How should I know? I'm only a magician.
The girl disguised as Cinderella. She's dead.
What?
What'll we do?
Look, it's almost midnight. Lock the body in a room until I get everyone to unmask. Don't let anyone suspect anything. Then we'll call the police.
Okay, I'll be right back.
It is almost midnight. Prepare to unmask.
Wonderful.
And as you reveal your real selves to one another, the royal prince will become a beggar, the peasant a wealthy man, the gypsy a statesman, the clown a respected philosopher, and Cinderella, poor Cinderella, her horse-drawn coach to become a pumpkin, the birthmark of poverty to show beneath her tired eyes. Midnight! Unmask! I, Misto the magician, stand revealed!
Yes, revealed as a murderer!
How does the clown know that Misto the magician is the murderer of the woman masquerading as Cinderella? In just a moment we'll know, but first...
No, but you must have been, to let the proof of your guilt slip out.
You'd have a good case if you could prove it.
Why did you say birthmark of her poverty beneath her tired eyes? Why such a rich metaphor for Cinderella and a meager one for the others?
She interested me.
To the extent that you knew there was a birthmark beneath her right eye. You didn't know who she was. No one did. She remained masked all evening, yet you knew what lay beneath that mask. Don't tell me that was coincidence. You saw her unmasked.
Yes. Yes, I didn't mean to. It all happened so suddenly.
You should have perfected a disappearing act, friend. It would have stood you in good stead right now.